I can.
Kendra, thank you.
You're welcome for what?
For this, you're working around my schedule right now. I'm not feeling great.
I know. Well, yeah. I feel bad that that this is a responsibility. You're working around my schedule.
Why would you feel bad?
I said we can't do four of these nights.
Wait, that's right. Why did I feel bad? I immediately went to feeling guilty when you should feel guilty.
I should feel guilty. It's true. It's true. It's true.
This has stressed me out all day. It made me feel sick. No, I've been worried sick about this. No. Anyway. Well.
What are you going to do about your sickness?
Well, I'm going to take something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like okay,
going straight to the NyQuil, big stuff.
You know?
Yeah. Is that your evening plan?
That's my evening plan tonight, yeah. I have a date.
I'm going to get home, take some NyQuil, really.
With the green stuff.
Ew. I thought it was purple.
No. Well, I think they have different flavors now, but I just go green.
Didn't know green was an option.
Green's the original option.
What? The color of the gel is green.
Well, it's a liquid. I don't know if it's a gel. It pours out pretty evenly. It's not like a...
I try not to have NyQuil because everything gives me nuts dreams.
Yeah, no, I've gotten used to NyQuil over the years. But I remember the first time I took it, I think I was in, like, college.
Mm-hmm.
I think I slept for 4 days.
This is drugs.
It was technically a coma. No one told me. Like, oh, you were sleeping for 4 days.
That's it. I've been, like, way too sensitive. Like, one time I took that, like, what's the thing that you take for, like, if you're on a bus?
Oh.
And I took the non-drowsy version. And then I,
dopamine?
Like...
Dopamine?
Definitely not that. That's like just like regular.
Is that regular drugs?
No,
that's like a thing.
Dopamine's like the chemicals.
It
that
comes
you
in
when you
from
sleep.
Like your body.
Yeah, it's not like a drug.
Dramamine.
Yes.
But it wasn't Dramamine, or it was the non-drowsy Dramamine.
It was the non-drowsy.
Yeah.
And then I slept for 12 full hours. Mm. I like got off the bus, was like, well, I don't feel sick, and then just slept, and then woke up like.
Is that when we met for...
Yeah. We, like, tried to hang out, and I was like, yeah, I, like, can't even put my words together. And then I, like, went to bed at 6 p.m. and then woke up at, like, 10.
Maybe. I didn't notice a difference from how, like, what happens when we usually hang out. After a few minutes, you're like, oh, what...
What is the English language?
What have I gotten myself into with
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah. That's not... It wasn't you. It was me. But thanks for always thinking it's you.
That's what you always say, but I think we all know what the answer is. There's no Dramamine for me, for Ken.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
Oh, man. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
So, Kennedy, you know what I started doing?
What?
This is such a lame replacement or, you know, doing this instead of actually writing in a journal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm writing down, some people do this, they write down what they've read throughout the year and what movies they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that exercise. So I'm trying to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you watch so much content, so by the end of the year, you're going to go, yikes.
I think you'll find, and I'll find, that I don't watch that much, actually. There'll be huge pockets
of like... You
watched
like 3 movies last night.
I watched, well, I was going to say, to start it up, the first of the year, uh-huh. I had a banner
you
day.
Really, really went to town.
I watched Phantom Thread.
Wow.
I watched First Reformed for the first time.
You watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And then
Adventure.
I watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with you.
Yeah. My list would be small.
What a day one.
That is
That's
a
just
huge
day,
day
one.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
It's going to fall off.
Are you putting it on a notes app?
Yeah, it's on the notes app. I also wrote down what I read, and I've already cheated on that because I read a play by Annie Baker.
Place count.
Called The Flick. No, but I read it on the 31st, but I'm still counting it
oh,
as a 2019.
Totally count it.
Yeah, I was like, come on, it's that
Wait, you
day.
Could have saved a page for the next day.
What?
Just save a page.
I think I do need to reread that last page. You're right. I didn't get it. When it says play ends, I was like, what?
What? Tell
does
me more.
Does the play end, or does it really move on and go on? Anyway. What's going on?
Well, we watched something.
What, me and you?
Yeah, that
when?
We're going to talk about.
What?
What? We've never watched anything together.
Was I there when we watched it?
Yes.
Okay, great.
We watched Spider-Verse. Oh, I don't know the title. Oh, damn it. I don't know.
We watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, right? Isn't that the name of it? Spider-Man.
I was going to say.
Into
it.
The
I was like,
Spider-Verse.
I actually just waited until you made that
sound. Because
it's
about the multiverse and the multi-Spider-Mans. Right?
Yeah.
We totally got what this movie was about, by the way.
Yeah, we totally. Yeah, you were totally right. That title was
Were you doubting me?
A little, yeah. Well, I just didn't think they would put Spider-Man in the title.
Here's a free resolution for you for 2019. Never doubt me. Never, ever doubt me.
It's the opposite of my resolution.
Your resolution is to doubt me?
Constantly.
You think you haven't doubted me this entire time? So that you have to reflect
fix that. Yeah.
That's
I do.
Not true. You are filled with doubt. And every time
for
you
everyone,
speak.
Yeah.
For everyone too.
Yeah.
Including yourself. We should talk about that. But some other time. Spider-Man, what are your thoughts?
I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was it's an animated movie about Spider-Man. So there is like Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yep.
And he is less actively being Spider-Man anymore. And so this kid, no, I'm just being honest. I just don't want to say too much. So then this kid, he ends up being like a Spider-Man, like young Spider-Man, but then Kingpin is doing this evil plot where he's like trying to get to like other universes, like within
to fuse universes within the multiverse, so that he can bring back his wife and child,
right?
Who died
because he was such a raging
Such
a raging man, and then he like continued the one thing that he continued doing was being a raging
and
he was man.
Like, please love me, and they're like, no, we're gonna die instead,
right? They didn't, yeah. They were running away from him,
running away, and they died,
But that is not at all the plot of the movie.
I know we already made it sound so sad. It's actually one of the funniest movies of the year, right behind The Favorite.
Wow. I'd say
one, two right there. We have nothing new to say about it than everyone else is saying. And in fact, we were kind of dragged kicking and screaming to see this movie because we are not.
Who dragged us?
Well, we dragged ourselves.
I was excited. It was at our local theater.
Okay. We were at the local theater. Oh, it was so great. So comfortable. I loved it there. We were surrounded by kids that wouldn't shut up. It was actually a lot of fun.
Oh my God. I got
used to it, but the first few minutes I was like, I might have a problem here.
See, I didn't have a problem until they started screaming one specific thing that, like, I was like, I don't think you guys get
it. What about the kid that was directly behind me that kept walking up next to me going, like he was shooting webs throughout, like, towards the end of the movie? Did he bother you?
Remember that now. It was towards the end. I was like, that's not how I remember the beginning.
And he'd, like, be right next to me, and I could see him looking at me, and I'm like, I'm never looking at you, kid. I'm never giving you the satisfaction. You're not getting it from me.
He knew.
5-year-old.
He was having a ball.
8-year-old? I don't know. I didn't see him.
No, he must be.
I never looked in his eyes. Was he 30?
30-year-old kid.
His mom was like, Jonathan.
She was mad at him.
She, in like a fun way. It was all.
No one was mad at, no one's parents were as mad except for that one guy. Do you remember when he went,
shh? Yeah.
And then the mom was like, you heard him. And I was like, that is still so far from telling your kid to shut up.
The thing I had the biggest problem with wasn't the kids at all. It was a 5 o'clock show, so I was like, all right, a little early. We could have gone to the 7:30 or whatever, and it would have been a little bit better. But there was a guy in front of us that was kept on turning on his phone, and it was like a spotlight right in my eyes. Did you notice that?
No.
Oh, I hate it
so much.
I probably
had the angle different.
I have a problem with that.
No, I don't like that either.
No, you always love it.
I love it. I'm always like, more phones.
I didn't mean we were drag king and screening. I think we both aren't prone to go to animated movies.
Yes, that's true.
And when you hear of another Spider-Man movie, I think my first reaction, I won't lump in you with me, is like, really? We need another one of these? Then you realize like it's from a totally different perspective.
Yeah, and a totally different universe.
It's actually way more necessary than any of the recent Spider-Mans.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
If you're talking about saying something new.
Oh, should it be like Andrew Garfield or who is the other guy who was him?
Tom Holland. Oh, you're talking about like original.
Tom Holland or who's that third guy?
Oh, what's his name? He's part of the.
He isn't Topher Grace. The number one thing about him is he isn't
Leo DiCaprio's friend. Part of the PP.
Yes.
What's his name?
What is the man who's
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Yep.
So supposedly, like, the greatest poker player on Earth.
That's not.
That's what they say. He's an assassin.
Well, I know how I know he'd be Maguire. Why he'd be a really good poker player? Because when I saw the third Spider-Man, I could tell how good at acting he was.
Why? Because you were like, he...
Do you just remember he was, like, playing emo and it was just the stupidest movie ever?
Oh, that was so great, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I know that he's
movie,
a good actor.
I think that
slash so good at acting in...
Right. I think Spider-Man 3 could have been good. It wasn't.
Yeah. X-Men 3 could have been good. It wasn't.
Ooh, I don't even know if that had a chance. I don't know. But I liked the Spider-Man 3. Well, yeah, of course. But the Sandman, I thought it was a nice little sad story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sandman was fun. And plus, that guy. Good for him.
Thomas Hayden Church?
Yeah.
Yeah, great for him. Anyway, this movie.
Okay, so this one was so fantastic. It was animated. And so then there's five different... The multiverse comes together into this one thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a Spider-Man who's Jake Johnson...
Yeah.
Who is like, he's like 10 years later than the, than like Spider-Man who we know. And so he's like, just, he's like a little schlubby and like doesn't, and like lost Mary Jane and is like really hoping to get his life on track.
Good. They struck a good balance with him because he had lost it a little bit, but he was still pretty cool Spider-Man.
He was still very cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's still cool.
He was helping out the kid, our new guy.
Well, that was actually a joke in it where he was just like, you know, like you're like the kid who doesn't know what he's doing, and I'm like the guy who has to teach you, but still knows how to do it.
Yes, yeah. Who else we got?
Then there was Spider-Woman, who was like Gwen Stacy Spider-Man.
Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
Hailee Steinfeld, which means she's in two Christmas movies.
Wait, was this a Christmas movie? I didn't see a tree or a Santa.
No, but it was a holiday blockbuster.
What's the other one?
Bumblebee.
That's right. She's the lead in Bumblebee, aside from the giant car.
And the number one thing I was...
slash Dylan O'Brien. Bumblebee is what I want. Yeah, Dylan O'Brien man. Where is he? John?
No. Well, that was the biggest issue I had, was just that I was like, I wonder what her Instagram is up to. She must be trying to promote these two movies at one time. I didn't check, but I was just thinking...
Kendra is a social strategist, and yet when she thinks about what
I'm just saying, I bet she had a lot of press, and she had to be like, "Which one am I doing this for? Who set it up for me?" That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying it's a little worrisome that you're like, "How would I check what she's up to on Instagram?"
No, it's just I didn't care enough. I did think, like, I wonder when she went on the Jimmy Fallon show. Once again, I should have just watched
it. Here's what annoys me. Now that you've brought it up, I will have to check and find out.
I know. Now that I've mentioned it for myself as well.
Who else we got?
And then... Okay, then there's...
Like, the three sort of...
joke ones.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, joke ones.
So then there's... oh, my God. So, Nicolas Cage plays, like, Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah.
And so he's just like a detective.
Can I tell you, I didn't recognize his voice.
Me either. That's why I just went, oh my.
I thought it was Nick Offerman. And I'm saying this on the mic because I want to apologize to everyone. I thought it was Nick Offerman.
Well, honestly, they both are named Nick.
What fool I am.
I'm going to give it a good old pass.
And then who else we got?
And then...
There's like an anime with a robot, right?
Yes. That was great. That was Kimiko Glenn.
And then there's finally...
Spider-Ham,
which, you know, we'll just say it's voiced by John Mulaney
and looks like a pig, and it's really funny.
And look forward to it. That's what I, because it's a great,
it's so fun,
comic relief, bit of comic relief there. But what a fun movie! What a smart movie! What a touching movie! I kept hearing, and this is why I felt like I was dragged to see it. Maybe Kendra wasn't in there. I didn't mean to speak for her. She can speak for herself, especially now in the 21st century. She's, you know,
I'm an independent Spider-Man agency, consumer.
And I'm sorry I tried to assume that. People were saying it might be up there one of the better movies of the year, and I agree.
Yeah, I would say it was one of the best Spider-Man movies.
Like ever?
Ever.
Yeah, I agree.
It just also had, like, I think the one thing that other movies don't have that this movie did have was just animation on its side, which just, like, makes for so much more
fun stuff with comic book styles.
Yeah, it was really creatively done, and they didn't shy away from that at all, which was very nice.
It's actually perfect for Spider-Man, too, because the thing is Spider-Man's supposed to be... He's more a little fun,
young, and he's goofy.
Young, goofy, you know, just a little lighter. Like, it's not supposed to be the full... Like, I like a dark Batman. Go do that. You do that, and then everything else doesn't have to be that.
Right.
Right? Like, you can take that
and
mantle.
And then they made everything else be like that.
Then they made... Well, especially the DC. Let's not get into that. But no, it should be like, that's dark, because it's Batman. And then, like, Spider-Man... Right. I think probably that's
best
form...
Have you seen any Batman Beyond?
No, I've heard great things, though. I've seen one of the animated ones. I remember thinking, not bad for animation.
That's fair. I just think that, like, I look at Batman and what I see is like, oh my God. Like, everyone just being like, look at my deep voice. Look at my deep voice.
That was,
like, it's just...
Three or four people say that in the script in the third one. It's crazy.
It just feels like they're just overdoing
it. A movie I love, by the way.
So I don't like that. And I just wish that it was more like people went, I just don't understand how they haven't made a Batman Beyond yet. I guess that's what I'm wondering.
Well, they did make it. It exists.
The movie?
The animated, right?
Right, yes. Oh, but I just am surprised that, like, why wouldn't they have done that? That's, like, the younger, funner version. And, like, I just think DC thinks within guardrails so much sometimes. Where they're, like, with Justice League, like, they were like, well, we have to make this movie because we...
I think that they
We're building our house.
Yeah.
And first, we have to put in all the rock at the bottom. And it's like, that's cool, but, like, you don't need to think about it so much. Like, maybe just make fun movies.
They gave it to Zack Snyder too much. It was like, oh, here's our tour.
Yeah.
Let's give in to his total vision. The problem is his vision's not that great. and I think that they were working off the Chris Nolan thing. And the problem is he's not Chris Nolan.
Right.
And even Chris Nolan wore people down.
Do we call him Chris Nolan or Christopher Nolan?
I know, I shouldn't have said Chris. He's a friend of mine. He's Chrissy. Chrissy Nolan. Chrissy N. We go way back. You know, I want to contradict myself a little bit, though. Because the last live-action Spider-Man, I actually liked how serious it was with our boy, Mike Keaton. Michael Keaton. I'm gonna do it all the time now. Yeah.
Wait.
As the villain, it was great.
I can't remember. Vulture. Yes, that was so scary.
And when he finally says his
leather jacket was beautiful.
Oh, it was great.
And he had it was like, wow, I wonder how this leather jacket is gonna turn out. And then it was just like, oh, I'm a vulture. Oh.
Do you remember a couple episodes ago when you said that movie came out this past year?
I stand by it. No, I don't think I said that.
Prove me wrong.
I thought I really liked that movie too, but I also like what that did was have Tom Holland. Like, that's the other thing is like he's a young, energetic kid, and I think just all the Spider-Man started getting older and older.
Like, yeah, it was good that they brought it back.
And it was just nice.
I didn't like how British he is, though. Even in the movies, like, oh, I'm Tom Holland. I'm Spider-Man from Queens. They started singing a Newsies song, and I was like, what is going on here?
He's just a really good, like, acrobat. And that's the thing that both of these have. It's like, it was hard to believe that Tobey Maguire was, like, doing that web sling.
I know. I think those movies would be hard to watch now.
Yeah.
Like, I really do.
When you watch him, like, walk, you'd be like, sorry, there's absolutely zero way that man does, like, a full U with his body to get, like, speed. And not in a, like...
I don't know. I saw him and I was like, that man can do a U.
No, I just mean but Tom Holland just looks like a springy, like even when he walks with the, like, that's how Spider-Man would walk. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm the kid who plays Spider-Man. And the same with this Miles in this movie. He like walks with the spring of like, I'm a spider kid.
Yeah, he's a kid who all of a sudden realizes that he's like in way over his head.
Yeah.
And also like is kind of like the perfect person for that
thing.
I don't want to say too much. I do want to bring up one thing I forgot to when we talked about Beale Street, but Brian Tyree Henry's in this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Beale Street as well. And he was also in Widows. He's also on Atlanta. Donald Glover. And he's just like, oh, he's so good.
Who did he play in this?
He was his father.
Oh.
He played his the cop. But yeah. And in Widows, he's like a gangster who's running for office. Mm-hmm. And for Beale Street, he's like an old friend that sort of stops by. He kind of just has one scene. But it's like harboring.
Ugh.
Yeah, he talks about when he went into jail and it's a whole thing. Ugh. It's very, yeah. He's just really good. And I wanted to repeat what 1,000 other people have said already.
Very good.
It was his year.
Yeah.
I didn't say it when we talked about Beale Street.
So. Mm, good point.
Making that up right now.
Yeah.
In the 2019. I don't know why I said that. Cut this out. Thank you, Kendra. Editor extraordinaire. Love you to death. Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Great. Go see it.
Mm-hmm. So I've been real. Well, should we put in a message from our sponsors?
Yeah, why not?
I've been watching a show, which I haven't even finished yet, which is rare because normally I eat shows
for breakfast.
No, just in one sitting.
I don't know. A lot of times when it comes to you talking about a show on this show, our show, mm-hmm. our podcast, usually you don't finish it. And it drives me up the wall.
Oh, yeah. What was that show that
up
I just...
Up the wall, lady!
Did I tell you I finished Bodyguard?
Oh, did you? What'd you think of the ending?
Great ending.
I also heard... Okay.
Not too sad.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've heard that maybe I didn't know what I thought I knew about Bodyguard. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Maybe I should watch it.
You should watch it because I was so nervous about the ending, and then the ending was like, oh, great.
A friend at work said she watched You. Did you hear about You? The show You on Netflix?
No.
She said she watched that. I wanted to bring it up to you.
What does You mean?
It's just the name of the show.
Y-O-U?
Yeah. Are you looking it up right now? It's an interesting
I need to know.
We're on the air right now.
Oh, I don't want to watch You.
Oh, why?
It's like a stalker thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't... Literally, the number one thing I hate is just like men being predators to women. And yeah. It's like, it's a category
I thought you liked that shit. Sorry, I'm sorry I recommended it. No, I didn't know it was about a stalker.
No, it's...
Well, it makes sense. Like something called You.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like, it was on Lifetime. And I think they actually
did it
as like episodes. But then Lifetime, like, it was like a Netflix Lifetime pairing. Which I thought was an interesting partnership.
Partnership? Anyway.
But anyway, sorry. I didn't want to watch it.
What did
But
you
it
watch
does
that?
Have the girl from Pretty Little Liars in it.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. Me saying the girl from Pretty Little Liars is one of the ruder things that I could say because there's about, the whole thing is only girls. So like, how would you know
you
which
said
one?
It's called Pretty Little Liars, right?
Mm-hmm. There's like 10 liars.
That's girls. The liars.
Young women. Oh my God.
My apologies, Kendra.
So yeah, anyway, I've been watching The Runaways. It's a...
Don't tell me. It's about the rock and roll group. Joan Jett, Lita Ford?
Not at all.
Oh, really?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was so excited. Joan Jett!
No, it's a... It's based off a graphic novel, which I read when I was a kid. My brother gave me the comic, like a couple of the trades when I was a kid, and I was like, this is so cool. And then he was like, oh, you should keep getting more trades. And I was like, I'm out.
you handed me this one. Hand me more is what my reaction would have been.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know? That's true. Well, it would have been like, it was like, it moved to the library stage, and I just wasn't ready.
He was, you should be pretty happy with him being sort of your gatekeeper to cool.
He was my content giver. Because I was like 11 reading that, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that, but it saddens me. Anyway. I actually wrote your brother when I was 11.
saying like, could I get some guidance? And he was
he was five, and he was like, I think he showed it to your dad. There was a whole thing. But I stopped at that point. I mean, they couldn't really yell me because I was only 11, but it was a thing.
Yeah. It's a real time travel story. Bill and Ted's
What graphic novel?
Adventure.
That's why I never got into graphic novels. I never had that. Anyway. Runaways.
It's a Hulu original. I watched the first season. This is now the second season. So the idea is they're actually not runaways at the beginning. They're like children of like these super wealthy, powerful people who are all part of this group called Pride. And they...
Oh, I'm down with Pride. That's great.
They are in LA and they are like... They are all are pretty much like forced into this thing. And the kids are like, oh, it's so weird that our parents do all this stuff together. Like, we hang out sometimes, but, like, we don't really have any, like, true connection. And then they, like, accidentally sneak into their parents when they are doing a sacrifice on a child runaway.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
and they're like,
So they're all really bad people.
So they're all bad people. So anyway, they end up becoming runaways themselves. Like, what a circle of life. But anyway, it ends up that like the reason they're so powerful is like this guy was like, I'll give you all the power in the world. Like, I'll make it so that you're super rich and wealthy and all this stuff, but you are required to do things for me. And like the shit he requires them to do is some really dark shit.
Does this actually help him at all, them sacrificing? Does he gain strength from the blood of a runaway?
Yeah. Well, like he is dying. And so he
needs this, once these kids run away, are they not fair game for this sacrifice?
Great question.
Does this come up at all?
Right. It might. Anyway, it's a good comic book. And then they all have little superpowers, actually.
Right. Like mini ones, right?
Well, like
some long nails.
No, they all have full on superpowers. But like, so one of the guys, his dad is like the I'm being too nice to Elon Musk.
Oh, he's like the Elon Musk of...
Yeah, but like, that's generous of me to say that Elon Musk, you know what I mean? He's like the TV version where it's like an even smarter, no offense, but like Elon Musk is like, I still don't think he's
this guy's a This guy's a better version of Elon Musk. Does that exist?
Yeah,
I thought Elon Musk was the highest form. Well,
but like this guy's like being. He's just like so like just like builds things.
Oh, he's actually like
a, yeah, like just like a wizard.
Right. Okay. So it's less like the image and less like
some exactly. Of that, and he yeah. has that image, but you know what I mean. Yeah. I guess it's kind of similar to an Iron Man setup, where like Iron Man's like I'm a like, but the Iron Man that we see is just such a Robert Downey Jr. Know, it's hard to just, separate him from him.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so one of the kids, he has these like. Claws or like gloves that like can like shoot power, and so actually kind of so Iron Man-esque
gloves. Yeah.
Okay. Fancy gloves.
Yeah.
And then one of them is can telepathically communicate with a dinosaur.
Wait a minute. Is this so dinosaur just, exist so she just currently?
Yeah. It's just like a dinosaur.
And you said
that
she?
Yeah.
What's this dinosaur's name?
Well, her name's Gert, and then I forget what the dinosaur's name is.
Oh, I thought you meant the dinosaur's name was like a she, and they were like, oh, it's Betty.
The dinosaur is a she.
Oh, what's the
I can't remember the dinosaur's name. I'm sorry. But anyway, it's a cute little dinosaur.
What kind of dinosaur?
It's like a tiny baby T-Rex. And so like it fits in a shopping cart sometimes. Yeah, and it does mess stuff up a lot. And she can be like, hey, but they're interacting telepathically. Mm. So anytime she's like super anxious, like...
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
You don't want an anxious dino.
No, everyone's
especially nowadays.
And then one girl has a wand and she's kind of like a witch. And it's like a wand with like a keyhole in it. And she like just says something through it and it like happens on the other side. So she'll be like sleep and everyone around her sleeps.
Oh.
It's very cool.
I like it.
And she's very goth and very cool. And then
is her name Shmershmyany? I don't know. Sorry.
I can't remember anyone's names except for Gert.
Yeah.
I'm not like a names person. I can barely remember people's names in my own life. Like you.
Kevin.
Right. Kevin, my good friend Kevin. And then there's a alien girl who's actually the child, which... I shouldn't say
of
this.
The T-Rex?
No, of the, oh, okay. of the scary guy who's been doing all this stuff. But she's like an alien-ish.
Okay, well, let's not get into that.
I know. And finally, there's one other person.
Question.
Oh, a girl who's just really strong. Because she was like with these rocks.
Is this show like good-bad or good-good?
It's honestly hard to say. I think it's...
Bad-good, good-bad, or good-good, or bad-bad?
I think it's good-bad.
Okay.
Bad, good.
Well, which one is it, Kendra?
I think it's good, bad.
We're looking for a straight answer from you.
You know me, always going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's
dancing around the... Oh, okay.
The guy who created it is Brian K. Vaughan, who's created like a ton of different comic books. And that comic book I was just talking about, Paper Girls, he did that one too.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Can't wait to cut this when I find out I was wrong, but I'm not wrong.
Mm-mm. It's right. Even if it's wrong, you can't cut this. I won't allow it.
I can do anything.
Nope. I say I'm the executive producer of the show. You're the editor and the producer. I'm the executive producer, all right? And I say it stays in.
I'm the executive producer.
Whoa. We'll stop. Anyway, any connection to Perry on that cast?
Guaranteed no. I mean, like, it's a Hulu show and it's not even like a Hulu show that they're that excited about. I think it's a Hulu show where they're like, yeah, we actually get a lot from the Marvel crowd and that's like good enough for us. But like... They're not, like, pushing this like a Handmaid's Tale, you know?
Mm, right. Great.
Anyway, so, also, sad thing, one of our favorite ways of connecting things with Perry Gilpin,
Yeah. We're
not using our brain a lot of the times. We use the Oracle of Bacon, and it's been really, really helpful, but...
Speak for yourself, Kendra. I'm using my brain all the time.
You're... But they made a change to the algorithm. Not them, but I think just, like... the IMDb verse. So they're no longer able to do TV episodes because they're using it all through Wikipedia, which makes our lives a lot harder. So if you guys actually know any ways that we can do it still through IMDb, what we do is like, we'll usually plug in like Perry and then someone else, and then we'll find the connection. But IMDb.
We're kind of lost for a while.
Yeah, we're a little lost.
Yeah. We don't know what to do. Did I tell you the play I just read on the first of the year? Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. One of the characters in it is really good at 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
So like the other guy in the play will be like, you know, Britney Spears and Tommy Lee Jones. And then he'll have to do it. And they do that a couple times in the play.
Oh, that's fun.
Really. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's a very...
My nerd.
Yeah, that's a very you pop culture.
Oh my God. Fun. And I was like, I could do that too, is what I said at the
also
book I was reading.
Kevin Bacon's a very busy... Was at a time a very busy man.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, this is just the name, and then you use it for other people. Yes. Yeah. You don't want to always connect it to him. That gets boring.
Right, yes, no. Yes. So, from Spider-Man, do you have any thoughts? Oh, I think Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin!
She played May Parker.
Yep. Boom. There we go.
Do we know that connection, actually?
Yep, we do. She was on Frasier.
Was she?
Yep. Episode 213.
No, you don't know that at all.
Boop, 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 boop.
She was on Frasier.
Yeah, of course she was.
No, I mean, of course she was, but like, ooh, it was episode...
Wait, Lily Tomlin Frasier? Her last name's Frasier?
That's not true. Oh, it was season 2, episode 2, and I...
Oh my God.
Oh wait, but she could have just been a voice on it. Let's see.
That's fine, but I did say season 2. Yes. I said episode 13, but I want credit. I want half credit.
Yeah, she was a voice. She was a voice of Rita. Oh, thank you Love so you, much.
Rita made.
Yes.
Do you think that our audience will love when I sing 50-year-old Beatles songs or hate when I sing 50-year-old Beatles songs?
I think I know, and I think they hate it.
I think every episode I'm singing a Beatles song.
Want to know what else I hate about it?
What?
Like, just, it makes me think about rights.
Oh, what? Oh, right. They're not a litigious group.
Well, well, also, luckily, I think you hum and sing off-tune enough that I think we're okay.
What are you talking about? I nailed that. No. Ringo Starr's out there like, peace and love, peace and love. What? Call my lawyer, peace and love.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, we're super excited about that Lily Tomlin connection.
Yep.
We're happy to be here. And thanks everybody for listening. You can follow us on Instagram and maybe give us a review. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Great up, Kendra. See you soon.